أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. إن الحمد لله نستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن أفضل الكلام كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. يقول الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم في سورة يوسف: قل هذه سبيلي أدعو إلى الله على بصيرة أنا ومن اتبعني وسبحان الله وما أنا من المشركين. Allah says in Surah Yusuf, say this is my way, invite to Allah with insight, I and those who follow me. And exalted is Allah, and I am not of those who associate others with Allah. Every human being has a purpose in life. Every single person in life aspires to something, aims to something. It might be a big thing, such as being very successful. Mostly the students aspire to getting their degrees, becoming, excelling in their specialty, or even you might have other hopes, such as aspiring to own a home or own a car, become a successful businessman, whatever your aspiration is. But every human being has got certain aspirations, whether big or small in life. Now, today, what I want to discuss is mainly addressed to the students and to the younger people amongst us, but it's to everybody as a whole. Now, as a Muslim, our aspirations, I mean, there's nothing wrong, by the way, for worldly aspirations. So if you aspire to be successful in your career, you aspire to have a house, to have a car, to be rich, there's nothing wrong with all that. But as Muslims, we have some special aspirations that we should all have. Now, there are two categories of people. There are those who have very little aspirations, so they just want to meet the minimum requirements. So if you ask a lot of people, they say, look, I do my prayers, sometimes on time, sometimes not, but I do my prayers, I fast in Ramadan, and I do my zakat. Alhamdulillah. That's good. But that's the absolute minimum. And I don't think that's what we should be aspiring to alone. Because people who have extra opportunities, people who have been given extra things, should have higher aspirations. So, let's look at the younger people in our community. Let's look at the students here. Look at the opportunities you've been given. You've been given an education. You live in a free country that does not restrict your ability to learn. You live in a free country that does not restrict your ability to pray or to have whatever belief you have. You can hold any belief you want. You have been blessed with endless resources. In the good old days, they used to travel for miles and days and months just to go and learn a hadith or an ayah. Today, you can go on the internet and you can get all the hadith that you want or the ayat that you want. You have books. You have endless resources of knowledge. So you are blessed. If you want to count our blessings, let's count one other blessing. How many Muslims are there in the world? What's the world population? 6 billion. How many Muslims? How many people are blessed by being Muslims? 1.6 billion. Out of these 1.6 billion, how many of them are actually practicing Muslims? Maybe a billion? And out of these, how many people do know much about Islam? How many of them have got what we have here? How many of them are blessed with education, knowledge, and access to resources? You will find that there are very, very few. So you are amongst the very select group that Allah has blessed you. Now don't forget that all this has nothing to do with you. You haven't earned this. Allah has given you that. So, if you think about it this way, and you think about your aspirations should be quite high. And I'm talking about aspirations with regards to Islam, not just aspirations with regards to worldly success. So, having clarified this point, let's go back to the ayah that I started with. قُلْ هَذِي سَبِيلِي أَدْعُ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرًا. This says, in this ayah says, this is my way. It did not say, هَذَا دِينِي, this is my religion. It says, هَذِي سَبِيلِي, this is my path. Not my religion. Because Islam is a path in life. Islam is not a religion only. Islam is a way of life. It's a path. So Islam is a journey. And because it's a journey, by definition, you must make progress. If you are not progressing, if you are not moving forwards, then you are not going through the journey. If you are static where you are, or you're going backwards, then you are not progressing through your journey. Because this ayah tells us, هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي, it's a journey. So, this is how we need to look at our religion. Now, everybody needs to do some sort of da'wah. Da'wah is inviting to the way of Allah. And by the way, this is what we are here for. It is not something that's optional. It's an obligatory duty of every Muslim. And I will discuss this a bit further, because I know that a lot of people will say, you know, I haven't got enough knowledge, but I don't have the means to do the da'wah. Now, the da'wah, as a matter of fact, is more needed amongst the Muslims than the non-Muslims. So da'wah does not have to be to non-Muslims. As a matter of fact, Muslims need da'wah more than non-Muslims. Especially if you look amongst the youth, if you look amongst the younger generation, you need to guide people around you. Whether they are Muslims or non-Muslims, by the way, but you need to guide people. And guidance does not necessarily only mean guidance towards worship, but guidance in many things. You find that young people who don't have an aim, who don't know where they are going, might either turn to drugs, or at the best, they end up wasting their lives. So, you'll find that a lot of people just think about, you know, the main interest, especially young people, what's the next film? What's the next movie? What's the latest hit? When's the next iPhone coming out? Have you seen the new car? Have you seen the new Mercedes model? Or whatever. That's all their interest. These are people who are wasting their life. These are people who are not walking the journey of life as we should, as Muslims. So, there is one important question. The important message that I'm hoping to give today, especially to the younger people amongst us and to the students. Everybody needs to ask himself, how will I serve Allah? Allah tells us in the Quran, هُوَ اشْتَبَاكُمْ, He has chosen you. We are chosen. Allah has chosen us. I'm not saying that what the Jews say, we are the chosen people. No. We are the chosen ones because of what I have explained already. You have been given a lot of things that other people don't have. So how are you going to use what you've been given? I'll just remind you of an ayah in the Quran which is quite frightening if you reflect on it. It says in Surah Muhammad, هَا أَنْتُمْ هَؤُلَاءِ تُدْعَوْنَ لِتَنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يَبْخَلْ وَمَنْ يَبْخَلْ إِنَّمَا يَبْخَلْ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ وَاللَّهُ الْغَنِيُّ وَأَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ وَإِنْ تَتَوَلَّوْا يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُوا أَمْثَالَكُمْ. It's the second part of this ayah that I want to concentrate on, where Allah tells us quite clearly, if we turn away, He will replace you with another people, and they will not be like you. So, we cannot afford to turn around and say, it's none of my business. I don't have time for it. I don't know how to do it. It is not. Everybody has a duty. Everyone has something to contribute to Allah's deen. At least, if you're unable to contribute to Allah's deen in the society as a whole, in your own family. Surely in your family you'll find some people who perhaps don't know how to pray, or don't pray regularly, or doing things that are haram. Or if you're a business, you have a business partner who says, you know, it's all right maybe to sell alcohol or to do things that are haram. So it is your responsibility. We also have a responsibility within our community. responsibility as citizens and responsibility towards the society. We have a responsibility to prove that the media is wrong in the way they are depicting Islam. We have a responsibility to show the world and show the media and show the society what is real Islam, who are the Muslims, what are the Muslims doing. Unfortunately, so far we have been, as a whole, failing miserably. We have been giving all the wrong impressions. Unfortunately, if you look around you, whenever you see Muslims dealing with people, a lot of them are cheaters, a lot of them are liars, a lot of them do not respect what they say. This is not Islam, and they are depicting a very poor picture of Islam. We have a duty to serve the society and tell people about Islam. People don't want to hear about Islam so much. They've heard a lot about Islam. People want to see Islam in practice. So this is the best way to do da'wah. The best way to do da'wah is to set the example, is to show people what Muslims are really like, is to try and change the opinion of people about Muslims because of all what we see. If you talk to anybody now about Islam, the first thing they think about is terrorism. The first thing they think about is violence. The first thing they think about is dishonesty. We need to change this. We need to do da'wah. And as I said, the da'wah is not only verbal, the da'wah is mainly by setting the example. Now, let's go back to the ayah that I started with. And it says, Hadi sabili ad'u ila Allah. This is my way, this is my path. I call for the way of Allah. Does it stop here? No, it says, ad'u ila Allah ala basira. And this is the important bit, that's the second part that we need to concentrate on. Now, what is the meaning of أَدْعُ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرًا? It means that when I call to the way of Allah, I call to the way of Allah with knowledge. Now, unfortunately, if you talk to a lot of the youngsters and you say, why are you a Muslim? You will find that quite often the answer is, I don't know. I was born a Muslim. My parents brought me up as a Muslim. Or sometimes, why is La ilaha illallah? Why is it that there's no God except Allah? And quite often, people will not, especially amongst the youngsters, don't have the answer to that. Why is that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah? Well, I don't know. Never thought about it. I've been told that. So, how can you expect to call to the way of Allah if you yourself do not understand your own religion? You yourself do not understand your beliefs. We need to question our beliefs. We need to be totally convinced of our beliefs so that we can A, act on it, and B, transmit these beliefs to other people. In the Quran, it repeatedly says, أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ أَفَلَا يَعْقِلُونَ. Look at the word يَعْقِلُونَ and بَصِيرًا in the Quran. You will find it repeated over and over and over. Do they not have intellect? Do they not think? Do we not think? Do we have a vision? So, in this day and age of globalization, unfortunately, especially the younger generation, have been essentially massively brainwashed. So they need to wake up. We all need to wake up. It's a wake-up call for all of us. We need to know, why are we here? We have a duty. We are the khulafa of Allah on earth. And don't forget that Allah sent messengers over the years, but Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the final messenger. He's the final messenger. And because he's the final messenger, we are the successors of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He had a duty to convey the message to his people. And we as Muslims have a duty to convey the message to our people. Because there's no more messengers. We are each and every one of us. Each Muslim is a messenger in his own right. So, essentially, we need to wake up. We need to see where we are. We need to set our goals high. especially the young students, especially the young generation, you need to set your goals really high in life. You need to know where you are, where you're going, and set your goals really high. Don't just live to think about the next consumable, the next car, the next iPhone, the next, you know, what am I going to do only in life? That's fine. You need to be successful, by the way, in life. But you've got, life is much, is about much more than that. Now, another point which is very important. How can you call somebody and ask them to listen to you if they hate you? So, at the moment, a lot of Muslims are presenting a very poor picture, or they are very rough with people. If you want to be a da'iyah, if you want to call people to Islam, you must earn their hearts first. So you must be nice to people. You must be kind to people. Because you can't call people to something if they don't like you, if they dislike you. If you look at the Quran, it says, إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ. We have sent Noah, Prophet Noah, to his people. أَنْ أَنْذِرْ قَوْمَكَ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. And it says here, أَنْ أَنْذِرْ قَوْمَكَ. Warn your people. It didn't say warn the kafirin, warn the baddies, warn the... No, it says أَنْذِرْ قَوْمَكَ. Warn your people. Own them. So we need to own the people around us. We need to be able to gain the hearts of the people around us. We need to be kind to people. We need to serve the community as a whole. This is how they look around and say, who are these good people? Who is this good person? Why is he doing that? Us, because he's a Muslim. And this is the da'wah that we can do. The other thing is, we must not feel that we are superior to other people. Just because Allah has chosen us, this doesn't mean that we are superior. We mustn't be arrogant. Because arrogance is a form of shirk. So this is the thing. Each and every one of us needs to think about, how am I going to serve my deen? One day, each and every one is going to stand in front of Allah. And each one will have to answer to all the blessings that he has been given. So think again, especially the students here. You have been blessed with so many blessings. You have been blessed with education, with knowledge, with freedom, with resources. When you stand in front of Allah, what are you going to tell him? What have you done in the way of his deen? أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك الملك الحق المبين وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله الرحمة المهداة والنعمة المزداة والسراج المنير أما بعد I know that when you say what I'm saying or you try to argue it, a lot of people will come out with counter arguments. And let me bring up the counter arguments and then see if we can look at it together. If you look in the Quran, the ayat, وَإِنْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ لَجَعَلَ النَّاسَ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا. If Allah wanted, He would have made all the people one people. Isn't it? It's true. It also says, أَمْ يَأْسَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْ لَوْ يَشَاءُ اللَّهُ لَهَدَى النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. If Allah wanted to, He would have made all people go on the straight path. It is true. It also said, أَفَأَنْتَ تُكْرِهُ النَّاسَ حَتَّى يَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ. Will you force people so that they become believers? Of course not. You can't. But Allah says, لَيْسَ عَلَيْكَ هُدَاهُمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. This is speaking to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You are not, it's not your duty to guide people, to make sure to force them to go into the right direction. Allah will guide whoever He wishes. And he also tells Prophet Muhammad, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتْ. You are not going to be able to guide those that you love. Allah guides whoever He chooses. So these are the counter-arguments that you will be faced with when you decide to do da'wah. People will tell you, hang on, look at your own Quran, look at your own deen. You are not supposed to do that. However, what they forget is that there is a very important ayah which it says, فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْكَ الْبَلَاغُ وَعَلَيْنَا الْحِسَابُ. عليك البلاغ. Your duty is to convey the message. Our duty is to convey the message. We don't have a duty to hold people to account. We must just convey the message. And it's, by the way, as I said, it is not optional. It is something that everybody has a duty to do. Whether it's directly, indirectly, whether it's only to the smaller circle around you, whether it's to the bigger circle, or at least by setting the example. So let's take some of the ahadith that talk about that. And Abdullah ibn Umar ibn al-As, it says, he said, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, بَلِّغُ عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً وَحَدِّثُ عَنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ وَلَا حَرَجَ وَمَنْ كَذِبَ عَلَيَّ مُتَعَمِّدًا فَلَيْتَبَوَّأْ مَقَعَدُهُ مِنَ النَّارِ. Narrated in Bukhari. بَلِّغُ عَنِّي وَلَا آيَةً. The Prophet told us, you have a duty to convey the message. Please come forward to make space for the latecomers. You have a duty to convey, even if it is one ayah. So there's no excuse. You can say, but you know, I don't know a lot of Quran. Do you know one ayah of Quran? If you know one ayah, then you have a duty to convey it. Another hadith عن معاوية that says, من يريد الله به خيرا يفقهه في الدين. When Allah wishes good for someone, He bestows on him the understanding of deen. So, if you have a chance, if you have an opportunity to become more knowledgeable about deen, you must grab it. Because this is a sign that Allah wants, wishes good for you. Another hadith, عن سهل بن سعد, where Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, فَوَاللَّهِ لَأَنْ يَهْدِيَ اللَّهُ بِكَ رَجُلًا خَيْرٌ مِنْ حُمُرِ النَّعْمِ. If Allah uses you to guide one person, it is better than a lot of things on earth. So, if Allah causes you to be the source of guidance to one person, you have won everything. And you can guide other people, either by direct da'wah, as I said, or indirect da'wah, or just by setting the example. So there are many hadith, and unfortunately we're running short of time, so I will not be able to go through them all. But the advantages of doing da'wah and the advantages of calling to the way of Allah are endless. And the fact that this is something that each and every one of us, man or woman, has a duty to do is beyond doubt. Allah says in the Quran, ادعو إلى سبيل ربك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة وجادلهم بالتي هي أحسن. إن ربك هو أعلم بمن ضل عن سبيله وهو أعلم بالمهتدين. In Surah An-Naml, Allah tells us the way to call to the way, to call to the way of Allah. ادعو إلى سبيل ربك إلى سبيل ربك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة. So you must use for your guidance, for to try and guide people, you must call them in a nice, gentle way and an intelligent way. Allah tells us that. And I will end up with one ayah from the Quran, which says, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Three things. Who is best than somebody who calls to the way of Allah? That's number one. وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا, and did good deeds. وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. So this is the way to go. You either call for the way of Allah directly, or you call for the way of Allah by setting an example so that people will ask, who is this person? وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Then you declare, I'm a Muslim. When you declare, I'm a Muslim, you've already done your da'wah, because they've seen what Islam does, what Muslims do. Try at least to change the very poor image that Islam has in the world as a whole today. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك واغننا بفضلك عمن سواك. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أحييتنا, وارحمنا بترك ما لا يعنينا, وارزقنا حسن النظر فيما يرضيك عنا. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين. عباد الله, إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعدكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم واستغفروه يغفر لكم وأقم الصلاة يرحمك الله.
الله أكبر الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله.